Monday Motivation for February 5th, 2024, on The Sidelines. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. Control and safety are two things people desire. It's easy to see why. The world around us is increasingly chaotic, and that chaos is not merely logistical or philosophical. It's becoming more physical. The danger or fear of danger from it has been a contributing factor in many pulling back from society. But this withdrawal leads to a life that is merely spectating. Even with technology making communication and connection easier, there isn't a substitute for really being out there. As Christ followers, this is all the more true for us. We can more easily inform people of the gospel through technology, but true engagement comes from interaction. It is in living the gospel together that we truly disciple one another. God has always called his people to move out from a place of safety and control into the unknown. It is here that we must put our trust in God, his plans, and his promises. Genesis chapter 12 opens with God speaking to Abram. Abram has been living in Haran for some time. He had journeyed there with his now deceased father, Terah, his wife, Sarai, and his nephew, Lot. We don't know how long they had been there, but we are told when he leaves that he had acquired possessions and people while living there. He's in a place of safety and control. He's built a life for himself and his family, but the Lord calls Abram to take his house on the move to a place called Canaan. If Abram responds in obedience, God promises several things to him: to make him a great nation, to bless him, to make his name great, to make him a blessing, to bless or curse others based on their response to him, and to bless all the peoples of the earth through him. All Abram has to do is leave his home, trusting that God will make good on his word. He demonstrates this trust in God by being obedient to his instructions. Scripture says that Abram followed the Lord's command. He assembles his household, gathers his possessions, and sets off in the direction of Canaan. He doesn't do it perfectly. There are mistakes and failures along the way, but Abram always returns to the path that God has given him. His continued obedience leads to reaffirmations of the covenant. These reaffirmations give greater detail to how God will bless Abram and his descendants. The temptations of this world naturally seek things that we desire. Safety and security are foundational needs, just above food, shelter, and clothing. They're things that everyone wants, and they aren't bad things in and of themselves. As believers, we must put our trust in God for these things. If we are obedient to the calling he has given, we will have our needs met. There isn't any other way to go into the world and preach the gospel. A life of distance and seclusion may look like it provides these things, but is a life of spectating any life at all? Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.